This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As bad as today was in stocks, and let there be no sugarcoating here, it was in the short term bad. But equities got nothing on commodities. You name it, cotton, oil, sugar, nickel, wheat. One leading index of global commodities is down more than 30% for the past year. So what's that saying? After every boom, there is a bust. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that story.
This bust goes back a ways to a commodity boom that started around 2000. You know the story. China went modern. It bought soybeans to feed pigs, to feed people, and iron ore for steel and coal for power. Futures broker Pratik Patel is the founder of Trade Futures for Less.
Definitely a super cycle. I mean, you saw the prices rally and they stayed higher for a very long time.
Even when prices dipped briefly,
buyers would step in and markets would rally back up.
There's a history of supercycles, and economist Bilge Ertan at Northeastern studies them. She found long commodity booms tend to be built on colossal demand from the U.S. after the Civil War, from Europe and Japan after World War II. And then they ended, Ertan says, just as China's industrial peak has come and gone too.
In the future, it won't be China that's going to be demanding more and more commodities. So there doesn't seem to be another country that's going to be the new powerhouse going to demand all these commodities.
She figures prices may stay low a while. Producers of copper and silver and coffee have overinvested and oversupplied. As for oil, too many drillers are still hanging on, so the glut continues.
Now we are in the downturn for only about 3 years. It could last another 5 to 10 years, potentially, in terms of the historical trend.
If that's the case, the big resource countries that partied the last decade, Australia, Brazil, the oil states, will have to find something else to sell in the next. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.